Back at it here in the No Panic Zone. Good to have you here. Thank you for stopping in. You know, it's not clear what would happen if the Democrats win both seats in Georgia. I don't think that's likely. But with the state of things, who knows? And with the questions lingering around the validity of the voting, a lot is left out there. But Kyrsten Sinema, Joe Manchin, Maggie Hassan, these are Democrat senators that probably wouldn't allow repealing the Trump tax cuts, but maybe. My next guest says, do not trust governments with the control of money. A little late for that, I think. Professor Richard Ebling, AIER Senior Fellow, is the BB&T Distinguished Professor of Ethics and Free Enterprise at the Citadel. Professor, welcome back.
Good to see you today. Good morning.
Good morning. And don't trust governments with control of the money. I think that horse left the stable, sir. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, unfortunately, you're absolutely right. It's been a good number of years now. In the United States, well over 100 years since the U.S. government basically took over control of the money supply, absolutely, with the establishment of our central banking system, the Federal Reserve, in 1913 with an act of Congress. Basically, the article is an attempt to remind readers the extent that to which the government has done this and has created roller coasters of inflations, depressions, the ability of central banks to just create money out of thin air to fund government budget deficits, which the Federal Reserve has been doing hand over fist, particularly during this coronavirus crisis. And that basically it is plundering the wealth of the people surreptitiously without the government having to do it honestly through the old fashioned means of direct taxation of people's income and wealth.
So as you look at the relationship between, I don't know, the individuals and the government and the control of money, and you look at how the socialists want to take money from your pocket and give to the less fortunate, whatever that means anymore, and only tax the rich, however low that comes down. It seems to be there are more and more tentacles reaching into my pocket today than there have ever been.
Yes, that's unfortunately the problem. And it has been this way trending for decades now. The only problem we face is that finally that some of the chickens are coming home to roost. We have this massive national debt, which is over $25 trillion. And it's worth recalling that when this century began, which is only 20 years ago, the national debt was $5 trillion. So in 20 years, it's gone from $5 trillion to $25 trillion. We have the Federal Reserve massively increasing the money supply and basically funding these huge budget deficits. We have a new administration, in spite of all of the voting irregularities, which you were pointing out before the break. We have a new administration coming in, which basically wants to return to everything that Democrats have been pushing for decades, which Trump disrupted for 4 years. And if I can just add here, Steve, everything that you said just harkens back to the fact that when Trump was elected, how did the Democrats react? He's an illegitimate president. He really didn't win. Hillary won the popular vote. He only won the Electoral College. This has been an attempt by them to erase basically 4 years of United States history to overturn an electoral result, which they were shocked by. How could this happen? How could the deplorables, remember that phrase, the deplorables win? And now it's just business as usual. If you read all the commentaries in the liberal left publications, they're practically ecstatic. Oh, the old international order that the liberal Democrats have wanted. Oh, continuing again on the train of the interventionist welfare state with massive redistributions of wealth, with power concentrated in Washington, with extensions of the regulations and the controls over people's lives. This is their attempt to erase the four years of United States history that they couldn't imagine could be possible.
Yeah, you know, and it's interesting because the illegitimate president, I mean, I can do math. I'm not a mathematician, but I can read mathematicians. And I can do math, and I can look. Joe Biden did not win this election. And they can tell us there's no evidence. There's boatloads of it, truckloads of it. You know, the curves don't lie. The graphs don't lie. Politicians lie. People lie. But there was gross, it's people's thumbs around the scale. That's what I believe. I believe it's an illegitimate president, and I think it's a bad place for America, but it's what I've come to conclude.
Yes. The entire thrust of the last, this month, has been an attempt to reverse this administration. What were the things that they hated about Trump? He was questioning whether America had to waste U.S. wealth and the lives of American citizens in these endless wars abroad. He challenged whether taxes should be as high as they have been. Are they necessary? Are they draining the productive wealth from the private sector, out of which comes work, savings, and investment, rising standards of living, which was manifested before the coronavirus broke out in January of this year, when unemployment rates were historically low, and not just for in general, but for ethnic and other minority groups, historically low. There is no doubt about it that if this coronavirus crisis had not emerged and the economy had just kept going as it was, in spite of any attempt to stuff a ballot, Trump would have won this election hands down.
That's right.
They used this crisis and these hysterias of unbelievability that a progressive agenda had been rejected and might be overturned led them to play these tricks. And if there's an unjustifiable election, if there's a failed election in terms of the wrong person being legitimized in it, the biggest question mark in U.S. history is this election, as you were pointing out with the facts before the break.
No question, Professor Ebeling. I got to leave it right there. Richard Ebeling from the Citadel. I got to leave it right there. You nailed it, sir. Thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.
Quick break for the No Panic Zone. We'll be right back.